Grant-funded programs are contributing tens of thousands of dollars to district resources this year. Wegner demonstrated how to find a complete list on the district's website. The programs range from digital safety training to a new preschool emphasizing cultural education. But Superintendent Bradshaw used most of his time to caution the public about changes coming in school evaluation, which became necessary when the state of Alaska opted to leave the federal No Child Left Behind assessment program. Bradshaw said that not all of the changes, which are being crafted by the State Department of Education, may prove beneficial.
The big risk that we have going at this point is that at this time, when we roll this thing out, 20% of a teacher's evaluation will be based upon assessments. We can define assessment, but part of that assessment has to be the summative test that the kids take every year.
The district is developing a new English language arts curriculum to help students meet the new standards. And Wegner added that how students will be tested on those standards will also change.
Students will, beginning next school year, be tested in an online environment. So, right now, this school year, school districts across Alaska are looking at their technology readiness. And we just, last week, got back our results, and we are acceptable for our infrastructure, but they did note that we are going to need more bandwidth.
Bradshaw stressed that meeting new standards, even though they are the state's, will still take significant time and energy, and he was concerned that district educators not be pulled from their main task, to have a caring adult teacher support every child. Bradshaw will step down next June after 13 years as superintendent. His remarks at times sounded like a swan song.
Well, I definitely think schools are about socialization to a great extent. I think schools are about helping people understand how to meet and fit into a society. But I don't think that's the school's main purpose. I think schools are supposed to be there for helping kids understand that they're capable of far more than they believe they're capable of. I think schools are there to help create citizens that can think on their own. And unfortunately, everything I've seen in the last 10 years kind of takes us away from that.
Bradshaw, as he has in the past, attributed many of the perceived failings of the public schools to economics, and cited a report claiming 50% of public school students lived below the poverty line. He feared that the continued focus on standards was masking a systemic problem. When we start looking more at data than at the individual child, he said, we have a problem. Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins was in the chamber audience on Wednesday. He said an alternative to standards-based assessment had not been proposed in the legislature and wasn't necessarily going to be.
For the most part, state education evaluation is done by the department, and legislators don't get into that, or at least the legislature hasn't in the past. So the new teacher evaluation system we have right now was created and adopted by the department. And if the legislature wanted to step in and say, no, you're doing that wrong, we've got a better idea, the legislature could, but there hasn't been that kind of, I guess you could say, advocacy. And I haven't heard anything about that happening in the future.
What is in the legislature's power, however, is funding. Christ Tompkins made it clear that he opposed efforts in state government to introduce vouchers or otherwise direct public funding to private schools. He argued for the opposite.
I mean, to me, the real solution with schools and trying to improve schools is to improve the inputs and the resources they have. So, I mean, make teaching a Cadillac profession that every valedictorian and salutatorian coming out of a high school in Alaska wants to become a teacher and have like absolutely the best and brightest and most dynamic students and young people in Alaska going the profession. And as you said, if you have caring people in front of kids, that's how lives are changed and educations are bettered. And I think if Alaska can do that, that's how we can, in a meaningful way, improve education and schools in Alaska.
The school district presentation to the Sitka Chamber included some upbeat news. The steady decline in enrollment in recent years appears to have bottomed out. Superintendent Bradshaw reported that the district had just completed its official student count, and enrollment stands at 1,334 students, almost 40 more than budgeted for. State funding to the Sitka District will be adjusted accordingly. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.